Here's a really brief, overly simplified summary of the changes. Green Line northbound will skip downtown and use the bypass. Green Line southbound will have a new stop in the Carlana area at Fairview and Hill. The Silver Line will extend North End service to Clover Pass Church and South End service to Roosevelt Drive, and a second free summertime shuttle will run between downtown and the Plaza Mall. Now to explain the details, here's Transit Director Kyan Reeve. He'll start with the Green Line, which tends to experience the worst summertime delays.
After it stops by the library, rather than turning back around and backtracking all the way through town, which takes quite a bit of time, especially through the very busy downtown core there. So rather than do that, it's just going to utilize that fancy bypass, that Third Avenue bypass that we have out here. And so it's going to shoot down that, take advantage of slightly faster speeds that are posted on the bypass, and then it's going to drop right down to the Plaza Mall.
That's Green Line northbound. Heading south, the Green Line will offer a new bus stop in the upper Carlana area.
Because we're making up that time by utilizing the bypass, something we've been wanting to do for years because it opens up about 1,000 service to about 1,000 more residents, is to get up a little bit further up Carlana. What we've done there historically is we've just gone along Baranoff, which, as a lot of people attest down there, it's a bit of a walk, especially that steep hill, and during inclement weather it's a long ways up to the top, basically up to Fairview there.
The new stop at Fairview Avenue and Hill Road will see a southbound bus come through every hour. Green South then will connect to its old route on Baranoff and hit all the former stops on its way downtown. Now for the Silver Line, which comprises two buses that previously just went back and forth along Tongass Highway. Now, though, the southbound bus will offer additional service to the public library.
The Silver Line is going to come in, so the only real change for Silver Line South is it's going to come in, and then it's going to shoot up over the bypass once it hits the plaza.
Silver South then will stop at the library, then head downtown via Schoenbar Road, which provides additional service for the Gateway Recreation Center as well. The Silver Line also will now offer stops further north and south than previously, but only during peak commute times. Transit Project Coordinator Leslie Jackson says that opens up service to people who live beyond the former route limits, but who would like to use the bus to get to work.
At two times of the morning, 6:01 and 7:01, we'll be coming by to pick people up and take you into town, and then we'll be coming back in the evening at 5:01, 6:01, and 7:01. That's an exciting service we have to offer, and just gives more opportunity to get those people into town and back out during work hours. So
the new commuter stop on the north end is at Clover Pass Church, and the new south end stop is at the top of Franklin on Roosevelt Drive. Reeve says the commuter service could help save residents some money over time.
A lot of people have come to me just recently and said that realistically it takes them a gallon of gas each way, basically, to drive in and out. Anybody that's getting 14 to 15 miles a gallon will attest, if you live out there at $4 and plus a gallon, you're looking at probably $8 a day round trip, depending on the fuel economy of your car.
And for North End residents who still live too far from the bus stop to walk, especially on rainy days, Reeve says that Clover Pass Church has agreed to let commuters park during the day in a portion of the church lot, providing a park and ride service. Signs will indicate where bus riders should leave their cars. All of these changes aren't without some sacrifice. Reeve says that the area between E.C. Phillips and the Discovery Center will have somewhat reduced service. But, he says, the second free shuttle will supplement service in that area.
And that free downtown shuttle is going to basically go from Berth 1 in the Federal Building there, so it's going to serve the museum and the tourist district by Salmon Landing and all the berths. It'll go from there, between there and the plaza.
And most likely the second free shuttle would also help with some of the tourist use of the regular service.
Yes, actually a big, big part of it, and thanks for bringing that up. Probably the most important part of this service, this second shuttle, is going to allow, when the Silver Line comes in from Totem Bight, packed full of visitors that have just gone to the park out there, Once it gets to the plaza, again, it's going to go up over the valley. So that little connection there, that little free shuttle, will transfer folks off of the Silver Line onto that free shuttle so that they can get to berth 4, for example, berth 3. But what that does is that allows the Silver Line to have room for locals that might be at the rec center or library.
The new shuttle will run between downtown and the plaza every 20 minutes. A free shuttle that has been operating for the past few years in just the downtown core area will continue to run every 20 minutes as well. Tourist use of the borough's transit system is the main reason for summertime delays. Often the buses are completely full and have no room for riders, who then have to wait for another bus. Plus, Reeve says, tourists aren't familiar with the system.
So a lot of times a visitor will come on and they'll ask drivers questions, they'll ask other passengers questions, and they'll really slow down the system. We try as best we can to speed that process, but the reality of it is it's time consuming.
The new bus schedule starts on Monday. Reeve says members of Cloverpass Church have something special planned for commuters that morning.
The church actually is going to be serving coffee and tea and scones out there. So they'll be on hand from about 5:45 a.m. until 7 a.m. that day. So they'll be there, folks there to help you sort out where to park. And like I said, come a little early so you can grab some coffee and a scone.
Jackson says there will be coffee and pastries at the new South End commuter stop as well, starting at about 7 a.m. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.